a very special treat right now. JD and I are getting to visit with Mr. Billy Kilmer, quarterback extraordinaire, 49ers, Redskins, and, of course, the New Orleans Saints. Thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it today.
Well, it's great being here. It's always good to get to New Orleans. I don't get here as much as I used to, and, you know, it's great to come to this city.
Any favorite restaurants or food you're going to jump into while you're here?
Not any favorites. Most of my favorite was Chris's Steakhouse years ago, the original. I knew Ruth very well. They're all were good. You know, most of the guys like Jimmy Moran, you know, and they're all gone, and the restaurants are gone. But I'll find some new ones.
I'm sure you will. All right, let's dive into this draft analysis. I know JD's chomping at the bit. Let me ask you, first of all, the two quarterbacks that we saw go first and second, what do you think their career is going to be like? Can you get an evaluation yet on them as far as how they're going to make the jump from college to pros?
Well, I'm sure that they got the ability. You know, when you go first in the draft or second, you're really going to a team that's not, you know, really got the components to help a quarterback. You know, you need a good offensive line. You need some good receivers. You need a great running back. And, you know, that helps everything. But when you're a number one draft choice of a team that's picking one, then you know their team is not too good, and he's going to have to help, you know, build the team. And if they give him enough time and they put the good people around him, then they should be all right. But yeah. I've seen a lot of quarterbacks come in this league, and one was right here, Archie Manning. When they didn't put anybody around him, he got beat to death, and it really hurt him.
Yeah, and speaking of quarterbacks coming in, 50-plus years ago, that was you. 1961, I think the number 11 overall pick or so for San Francisco. What was that process like for you, and how different is it now? I mean, obviously, this is a made-for-television event now, but what was the process like for you? How did you receive the news then? What were your expectations? Those kinds of things.
Well, back then, you know, that's when the American League had been in business for 1 year, and I came in 61, and so the two leagues now were really fighting for players, and the draft that year was in December. I was still playing my last college game when they drafted me, and San Francisco drafted me in as a 12th pick in the NFL, and the L.A. Chargers at the time, when they moved to San Diego, of course, the next year, my rookie year, they drafted me 5th. But I always wanted to play in the NFL, and I didn't know if the AFL at that time would even be in business, which they proved me wrong. But I always wanted, and San Francisco, I always liked that franchise. I was disappointed because the L.A. Rams didn't draft me. I was from UCLA, you know, and then when I went to San Francisco, you know, I didn't play as a quarterback. They made me a running back, and the reason they got me is because the coach, Red Hickey, at the time put in the shotgun offense, and they put it in that end of my rookie year. You know, I ran it for about 7 games, but we rotated the quarterbacks, and I went in on first down, and I ran almost 90% of the time, and then we had John Brody, but he went on third down, and he threw 100% of the time, and Bobby Waters was in between, and he depended on the situation. So I never really got to play quarterback in the NFL until I got here. You know, my second year, they made me a full-time running back, and until my car accident in 62, I was a running back.
And obviously, you know, things have changed now. You wouldn't take a quarterback in any round now and have him play a running back essentially in the NFL. But, you know, how about the spectacle that this draft has become? It's obviously blown up to epic proportions.
Oh, definitely. I mean, like I said, our draft was I was still in playing my last college game when I was drafted. You know, most of the guys were scattered around the country, and I didn't get to meet them till an All-American. I made All-American, went back to New York to be on the Today Show, and met all the guys that were drafted, you know, Mike Ditka and Bob Lilly and guys like that. And so we were scared. We got together for the draft. In fact, I guess I got a phone call, said that I was drafted. That's all I got.
With the evolution of these offenses, it's now become so much more complicated. You've got to have really intelligent players to execute. Do you like the changes in the game that we're seeing strategically?
Well, yeah, the passing game is become more prevalent. And, you know, when I played, you ran the ball to set up the pass for different reasons. And now, since they loosened up and you can't hit a receiver down the field, you can't touch anybody coming out of the backfield, now it's gone to where the pass sets up the run. And it's fine. That's good. The only thing that I always get a little peeved at is the coaches calling the plays. I called all my plays my whole career, and all the quarterbacks of my era, the Johnny Unitas, the Bart Starrs, Sonny Jurgensen's, they all called their own plays. And, you know, we studied the game, and the coaches prepared us to call our game. We knew, you know, what we were going to do. And a lot of times, coaches calling from the box, you know, I might get on my guard. He gets hurt during the thing. He won't come out, but I know he's hurt, so I won't let him pull. You know, there's little things like that a quarterback knows when you're in the game and when you're not calling the plays and you're getting them, you know, coming in and you're probably afraid to audible. So anyway, that's the only difference that I would see that I wouldn't like.
Mm-hmm. The majority of your success obviously comes in Washington, but what were some of the foundations that were laid for you here in New Orleans, I guess finally getting a chance to play quarterback that you carried over to Washington?
Well, when I got here, it was under the Lombardi system. Tom Fears was the head coach. And it was very simple reads on defense, you know. And the Lombardi system was simplified way down for the quarterback as far as reading. And another thing, you know, we didn't have the multiple ends and everything. You know, you had your tight end, your two wide receivers, your two backs run there. It was a very basic offense, you know, with all the guys in motion and all that. When I was here, wasn't here. It wasn't. That's not what they taught you. So everything was pretty basic, and it was easy to learn. The only thing you had to do is read defenses. But I didn't have a big transition, but I'd been in the league 10 years, you know, well, not 10 years, but 6-7 years when I got here. And I always studied the game. I was always a third-team quarterback with the 49ers after I busted my leg and I couldn't play running back anymore. So I was a third-team quarterback for the 49ers. And I'd stay after practice, and I'd throw a lot. And I learned a lot from Y.E. Tittle, who came back and was our offensive coordinator back then. And I learned a lot of fundamentals because, you know, in college I was a single-wing tailback. And, you know, I ran, I threw, and did all the punting when I was there in college. So I didn't have the fundamentals of a quarterback dropping back, and Y.E. taught me a lot.
Have you had a chance to watch much of the draft this year?
I watched the first round, and yesterday I was traveling and everything, and was in the quarter, so I didn't get to see a lot.
French Quarter can get a little distracting.
That's better than watching the draft.
Well, do you have any thoughts, any impressions on the Saints draft so far with who they've taken with these three picks?
Well, I thought they did an excellent job yesterday getting two number twos, and they got the really nice, they look good. I mean, you know, they played for a great team, Ohio State, and they're fundamentally sound, you know. You never know about rookies. You know, they come in, they all have high expectations, and, you know, you always hope they turn out, and there's a lot of them that don't. But I just think the Saints did a wonderful job with their draft, and, you know, going forward, their first-round draft was a defensive tackle, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they needed defense this year desperately.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. I was the Saints played the Redskins in Washington, and they had called me and wanted me to be the honorary captain that day. So I was up there, and, you know, right in the huddle when they flipped the coin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the Saints started out good, 14-0 or 14-7, but then the Redskins ran over, and I knew that the Saints defense needed help. So I think they did a good job.
Sheldon Rankins out of Louisville, some very high hopes for him, that is for sure. Mr. Kilmer, when you look ahead to the Saints season, how much improvement do you think we can see this season?
Well, it depends on a lot of depends probably on injuries. I mean, I think you got a pretty solid defense, you know, if they're all playing together. And if this guy turns out, and I think defensive tackles, they can come in and play right away. You know, they don't have that much to learn right away, like a receiver reading defense and everything. So I think their defense will improve. I think and coaching will help. I think they got the players here to have a good defense. And boy, you got to have a solid defense. And of course, we know what the offense is.
Yeah, well, Mr. Kilmer, we're always glad to have a Saints legend here, an NFL legend, not just a Saints legend, an NFL legend visit us here, especially on set, especially on draft day, bring back some of those old memories. Obviously the process has changed a ton since you were the guy who was drafted in the NFL, but, and now it's such a humongous thing for the NFL. Now, a money-making event, and one of the, you know, the things that kind of change guys' lives, you know, your lifelong dreams fulfilled this year, no matter what round you're drafted in, even if sometimes you're a rookie free agent, this is what these guys have looked for their entire lives. So, you know, we're glad to have you here and share with us and share some of your memories. And we thank you for your contributions and also what you think of the Saints, because we all know they do need some defense. And who would know better than a quarterback, right?
Well, we'll let you get back out to the quarter. You're going to soak up a little more Louisiana, New Orleans culture before you leave?
Yeah, before I leave here today, I'm going to have some crawfish, that's for sure.
Good man, good man. You still remember your roots well. Mr. Kilmer, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, and I'm glad to be here. JD.
Thank you.